on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Oh,
I'm not a big. I mean, some rock and roll.
Some
but,
rock,
but you're a real rock and roll.
Well,
I am not.
He's the man, the myth, the legend.
I'm more like a
Grand Funk Railroad.
Oh, that's right, Grand Funk Railroad. Good evening, North State.
Yep.
Are you Grand Funk with us tonight?
There we are. Welcome to Shasta Live.
Yeah,
Shasta Live. By the Shasta County Chamber.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We should change the name to Rebel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rebel. Shasta Rebel? County Chamber Rebel.
There you go.
I'm here.
I like it.
Jason.
I'm here for you.
I'm here for you.
I'm Nigel.
And I'm James.
And Jason, Writing Buzz.
And we have another Jason.
We do. Jason Squared over here.
And this, and this Jason's ready to go.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You see him grab that mic as soon as the music came on. It's like, hey, team member.
You almost kicked us out.
I know what I'm doing. I just got to put on the radio voice.
Damson.
Well, just so you know, you are live on YouTube.
Oh, fantastic.
No sound, but picture.
Ooh.
Right?
You should have told me how to put on a wig.
People are going to go like, wow, listen to that sexy voice. I wonder what he really looks like.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope so.
That's good. So
I saw you out last, was it last weekend at the Haas?
Taste of the Maze. Yeah, we were out there.
You were out there sweating to the oldies. Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
it was a hot day.
Definitely so warm.
Got to meet your daughter. She's lovely.
Yes.
And then your little one, your baby boy.
Yeah.
Chunky monkey.
He is. Just hit 30 pounds yesterday, and he's only a year old.
Hey, so we're taking for granted that we know Jason, but we should probably tell
everybody, let them know what's going on here.
Sometimes it's just nice to be a surprise.
Yeah.
Well, we have a surprise coming in later, but so, Jason.
Hey.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Jason Smith.
You're known throughout the parts.
Yeah. I think I know a lot of people. It turns out I really don't.
Oh.
But no, it's true. You know, you're in a certain capacity at work and you try to do everything that you can for the community and you end up meeting certain people. Like I have probably met more people in the last 2 to 3 months, that play a more important role in the community than over the last 5 years.
Hmm.
So I thought I knew a lot of people, and I knew a lot of people in certain industries.
Yeah.
Restaurant industry, absolutely.
Circles, yeah.
Motorcycle industry, absolutely.
Okay.
But when it comes down to it and hitting some of the heavy hitters, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. I've been introduced to a lot of people lately, mainly through Shasta County Chamber and being able to meet people, the supervisors. You know, it opens my eyes, being able to go to these different functions and whatnot.
Yeah.
And meet people, whether it's a chamber meeting or a supervisor's meeting or a golf tournament, for example. Mm-hmm. We did one 3 weeks ago, and I'm not exposed to those kind of things. But being able to go out and do those things now, whereas I couldn't necessarily always do that, is a huge benefit. But it really opens my eyes to who I do know and who I don't know, and that who I want to be introduced to, who I want to introduce myself to.
Sure.
And it's a new chapter. So in this new chapter, whether or not you know, I've been in the motorcycle business for the last 10 years plus, right?
And I'm curious, you said restaurant. So was that previous life?
Previous life. And then, of course, my wife has been in the restaurant business since she was 16 years old. Her grandmother, in fact, before that, has been in the restaurant business forever, whether it was here in Reading or in Belize.
Oh, really?
So, so we've had a bunch of connections between my wife and I and then just the people that we know. And it's kind of a weird thing. My wife and I met at the Nail, of all places.
But I love those stories.
Right?
At the Nail, at the mall.
Right?
Yeah.
But one of those things is you know, you try to find common ground with people when you meet them, right? And so I was like, she's like, you know, I'm a hairdresser and yada, yada, yada. And I said, oh, that's funny. My aunt's a hairdresser. Turns out that my wife was in a wedding with my cousin when she was like 5 years old.
Wow.
Weird.
Yeah. Wow. So it goes way back. Our
so
families
you're three,
have
you're a three funny. Degree. Yeah. You're a 3 degree of
our families have known each other for years.
Wow.
So never about, known.
Have
that.
You done a DNA test? She's not your cousin.
I'm staying away from it just in case. I don't want to know. No.
Hey, we met somebody today who gave you a DNA test.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, way back there.
Right. You can have it come out any which way you want.
There you go.
Exactly. That's what I need. Turns out, I am not. It's Indigenous Peoples Day. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Columbus Day.
Columbus Day.
Well, it's also some kind of city sugar day.
It's National Real Sugar Day, too.
Ooh,
real
sugar. Did we have real sugar today, Jason?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I had mine.
Maybe.
I had mine in carbs.
There you go.
It's converting to real sugar in my body right now.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so what is it you do?
So after getting out of the motorcycle industry, motorcycle, power sports, boating, marine, all of that kind of stuff, I saw a small need for shrink wrapping and storage solutions. We took in a lot of boats from manufacturers that come in shrink wrapped and whatnot. And I was starting to get phone calls that were like, hey, do you guys shrink wrap boats? And I was like, no, we don't. Well, we started doing it. So I went out and was the one doing the work.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that, I ascertained that I could probably – make this a nice little side hustle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started a company called Jack's Wraps. Now everybody spells Jack, J-A-C-K, but nobody understands J-A-K-K. Actually comes from my family. It's Jason, Ashley, Kinley, and Kellen. My whole family, right? So you got Jack's Wraps and Storage Solutions. And so we go and we shrink wrap, whether it's inside, outside, long-term storage, whatever it is. I could do... we'll start with the small stuff, patio furniture. Everybody leaves their patio furniture out over the wintertime, and it gets destroyed.
Stack it and wrap it.
Stack it and wrap it. That's the motto.
I like them.
Right? Okay. So stack it and wrap it,
stack
and we've got
and
you covered. Exactly. And then I started doing, and I haven't seen anybody do this yet, but there's a need. My mom, for example, has an above-ground pool. She drains it every year, and she puts it away. What a pain in the butt. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mom, why don't you let me build a tent over it? And I'll shrink wrap your pool and leave you a door so that you can check your chemicals, check your water, do all that stuff over the wintertime. Then you don't have to mess with it come summer, and then your water bill isn't super high for 1 month because you put, 10,000 gallons in your pool. And she's like, oh, that's a great idea. Why don't you go ahead and do that? Except she didn't use her pool all year. So it's super green. It needs to be cleaned anyway. So let's go ahead and drain it and put it away this year. We'll do it next year. But anyway, patio furniture, above ground pools, boats, RVs, side-by-sides. If you're not going to use them this winter, which it's prime side-by-side season right now, so people are going out of town, Sand Mountain for Halloween. My parents are on a month-long trip. They're going to hit UTV Takeover in Utah and all these things. So they're using their stuff. But when they're not using their stuff, I can put a canopy over it that waterproofs it. Yeah, they use a cover, but that cover's only good for so much. I can waterproof their stuff. I can keep the sun off of their stuff. You know, it's got UV protectants in it, things like that. So taking things like, what did I do for a gal the other day? It was antique furniture.
Sure.
It's been in storage forever, but it's dusty, it's dirty, so it gets cleaned up, it gets wrapped up, and it gets put back away. It's great-great-grandma's antique table that's 200 years old, and you can't get rid of it. You're not going to try and sell it or anything like that, but you don't know what to do with it right now.
Yeah.
Don't let it get destroyed.
Mm. Stack it and wrap it.
Stack it and wrap it. And that's what we do. So we did that, we did that for her. And then,
Does it have any, natural, pest killing? Properties?
It doesn't. But I do have the ability, which is kind of cool.
Spray it with arsenic.
Right. This is a new one to me. But like, you do a traditional boat and it's not sealed to the boat.
Sure.
But I got in bed with a company, Dr. Shrink, in fact. And they're the world's largest supplier of shrink wrap material. And the cars that you see flying down the freeway, all the Teslas wrapped in white stuff. I can do all of that.
Yeah.
So whether it's transport or storage or anything like that, that's what we can do. So now I can seal this stuff. We had a guy who ended up having to spend almost $60,000 repairing his boat due to mice last year. So I'm going out toward the end of this month and going to go ahead and wrap and seal his boat so that he does not get that rodent damage. I mean, $60,000 is a lot of money. I mean, granted, it's a $400,000 boat, but still, that's so much money. I mean, $1,000 for me.
All the reason that I wouldn't want it destroyed.
Exactly. So, I mean, $1,000 to me, I could do his boat 60 times and he's still ahead of the game.
Yeah.
So that's what I do now.
Okay, tell you what, we're going to take our first 1 minute break.
Okay, so we're going to stick to our schedule.
We'll come right back.
Yeah, I know, right?
Short break. We're going to try to do stuff.
Yeah.
Short break.
Screw stuff up.
Regroup.
Wrap it and stack it.
Be right back.
.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Back now. Come on, kick it up, James.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Scared me.
Oh, that's all right.
Jump in so fast. I was bending over to get my guitar.
I'm not under the bed.
Welcome back, Norman.
Welcome back.
You're listening to KCNR, and this is Shasta Live Shasta Hour Live. With the Shasta County Chamber.
Yep.
Yeah. It's 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And hopefully you were enjoying your Monday and being off work, your home, feet kicked up.
Off work.
Yeah. Some people actually take time off after they go to work today for a measly 8-hour shift.
Right. I decided, why work for somebody else 8 hours a day when I can work for myself 24/7?
Right.
That's a shirt.
It is. I'm pretty sure I've seen it.
So, Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're telling us about Jack's Raps.
Jack's Raps.
Yeah.
So,
that's a rap song.
You know, right? I was waiting for you to.
Dad joke. You guys need to create a really great buzz. You know how like
a jingle,
a jingle that sticks in your head,
right? Something so terrible that you can't get it out of your head.
It can't be good,
right?
It has to be so horrible that it's now become your favorite to hear.
Exactly.
You hate it, but you have to hear it.
You hear it.
I will say this is one of those situations I think where because you are so familiar with what it is you do, that the last 15 minutes people are like, "What does he do?"
Yeah. What is
what do I do?
So you take large objects,
large, small,
aquatic,
expensive,
cheap
objects,
yes.
And you wrap them for people.
I shrink wrap them.
shrink wrap them for people.
Yeah, let's get straight.
Because I was talking
to him about the other day, and I couldn't wrap my head around.
I couldn't wrap.
And I kept thinking, here comes shrink wrapping stuff like a pallet.
Yeah.
You know,
so
which you could do.
I can.
But yours is actually more for protection.
So you can actually shrink wrap a boat.
Yes.
Car.
Yes.
Motorhome.
Yes. It's not the traditional vinyl, like the colorful wraps that you see a lot of going around town, things like that. But it is more of a protective wrap for storage.
Yeah.
That way, you know, we have a great summer and it's extended. I mean, realistically, our boat season as locals here is from May to the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people end up pulling out of places like, you know, the marinas by the end of September.
Mm.
And it's funny my schedule coincides with that because what ends up happening is people are pulling out. There's flyers all around the marinas. Mm. Every marina, there's a stack of cards. You know, you go to these places and you're like, what's a Jack's Wraps? I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
It says on there, you know, shrink wrapping, storage, things like that. Mm-hmm. So as you're pulling your boat out and you're sticking it on the side of the house and you're throwing the tarp over it, that tarp literally lasts you maybe a month or so in our weather, right? Between the wind, the rain, the sun, everything, it's destroyed. And then you end up having to clean out your boat and whatnot. But
there is moisture transfer.
Oh, 100%.
It's not a complete barrier in regards to, like, you know, what's underneath as far as it starts to get
wet and moldy.
Exactly. So what I do is I come in and I put in some sort of desiccant, you know, the buckets that absorb.
I love those.
And, yeah. Right? It's my favorite treat. So you take that and you put that in the boat. You put a couple of those in there, depending on the size of the boat. And then you if they have a cover, you put the cover on it. Shrink wrap it, and then you put some vents on it. That way that if there is any heat, moisture buildup, anything like that trapped in it, it can't escape. But anything that's stuck in the boat gets absorbed. So there's no mold.
Yep.
There's no growth. There's no, you know, debris, dust, leaves, things like that that you're going to end up with. Anyway, as a dad, I'm out there cleaning the boat constantly, right? The last thing I want to do is break out for the season and have to spend a day detailing it. It would be so fantastic to just go out there, grab a razor blade, cut the strap.
Yeah.
Pull it off, throw it in the recycle bin, because the material we use is 100% recyclable.
That's good to know.
And so throw it in the recycle bin, fill it up, and go use the boat. That's probably the best thing. I'm trying to reach up into Shingletown for snow loads, things like that. I can build a frame up on top of the RV, so that if you do get a fair amount of snow, 2, 3, 4 feet, something like that, it's going to slough off. It's not going to hurt anything. And then I can actually leave it to where you can access the RV, and I can seal the windows. So that they're
held.
Right. So you can still get in there. You can use it. Oh, I left my favorite, crock pot in the trailer on our last trip. Oh, but I can't get in. It shrunk. Nope. I can get in. He left us access to the door. So that kind of stuff. It has considerably changed in pricing from even a year ago when I got hooked up with Dr. Shrink. I molded it down to basically it's like $35 a foot. So it's very affordable. When I first came out of the gate, it was like a 21-foot boat would run $1,000. And people were happy to pay that because they were transporting across the country.
Sure.
Okay, so a transport wrap is still expensive, but just your everyday, I'm going to store it for 3, 4, 5, 6 months on the side of the house, no problem, because this stuff is good for 18 months.
I was going to say what you could do is if you know you're going to move and you have to go across country, but you have a boat and you've got to bring it with you, put all your crap in the boat.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And then wrap the boat.
Wrap the boat. No, absolutely, because that saves me from building a structure. So if we stack it with boxes and whatnot, I put some buckets in there, you'd be good to go. No problem. You can take that.
How long does that last, that wrap, like that shrink wrap, Jason?
It's UV protected, and the other stuff that's built into it is good for about 18 months. It's not like it starts to break down or anything like that, but it's going to be less effective after that time period, especially here in Reading. A lot of people think, oh, I don't need to wrap it. We have inclement weather and whatnot. No, you know what we have? A ton of direct sunlight.
I hear this stuff all the time. Oh, you throw a bottle on the ground. Don't do it. But it's 1,000 years before it comes back to earth, right? No, not in Reading. It's like 4 years and nothing's left.
It's taking
it back to earth.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Reading sun is like no other.
Yeah, I look at it like this. If you spend a ton of money or even a little bit of money on something that you want to protect for the long term, you're not using it all year long. If you are, fantastic.
So the inevitable question, you can shrink wrap anything.
Yeah,
right?
for the most part.
In-laws?
Yeah, absolutely. Wrap them up.
Well, I was trying when he was out on the street before he came in. I was seeing if he could do it, if you wanted to as a woman before summer, have your thighs wrapped to try to sweat it all out.
Sweat it out.
You know what? That's a thing.
Before your bikini.
That's a thing. Oh, the bikini line.
That's a thing.
Can I tell you a quick story about that? Do I have time for that? Okay, so.
You did that?
I was at MEPS, or I was getting ready to go to MEPS for the Navy, right? And I was 1 inch off of a tape to make weight. And so I went in with Preparation H and just covered my midsection in it, wrapped myself with Saran wrap, came out the next day, felt great. Also didn't drink any water.
Yeah. Wow.
Didn't sweat anything out. It doesn't work.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Oh, really? I was thinking the preparation. I've heard the wrap, but what's Preparation H?
It shrinks.
Oh, is it a shrinkage?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I guess so. Hemorrhoids, belly, whatever.
We've diverted way. Okay, Jason.
You're welcome. Visual.
Exactly.
If you're on YouTube, you can see me.
So, real.
How do
3D.
I've heard Beauty Queen under the eyes helps for puffiness.
How do you,
cucumbers.
How do people find you?
We are currently working on the website, but the easiest way to get a hold of me is going to be call 551-JACK, J-A-K-K, or 530-551-5255. 551-JACK, the website is under works right now. That's jackswraps.com. It's super easy to do. Facebook, Instagram, @jackswraps.
Excellent.
Okay.
So if you have anything.
Oh, the last thing that I thought was cool real quick is that you said that it's possible even to do your roof if you have a leak.
Absolutely. Yeah. So
I mean, how about that?
Yeah. If some damage comes in and some construction company can't get to your roof within a timely manner, I can come out within a day and throw basically a shrunk wrap tarp over that and seal it 99%.
Yeah.
So that you don't get any debris, wind.
Because everything
like that
deals with roofs are long term. Everything takes forever.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. So I can come out within a day or so typically and throw a semi-permanent cover over it.
I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do we get a hold of you again?
Be 530-551 Jack. JAKK 5255.
That's
like you need to commercial. Go. You need to come out and do a buzz.
Yeah. Well, we're working on that, right?
We are. We're actually planning that one. I have.
Are you going to set him on a wheel and just spin him and wrap him?
Not me. I'm not going to wrap. You're going to come with me for that.
Right? So he's going to be in the boat as the captain with a little captain hat on him. Yeah.
Don't get him going.
I'll come take pictures.
Why, mate?
Absolutely.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. That's a wrap.
But hey, over at Jack's Wraps, we've got you covered.
Yeah, there it is.
Covered.
That's a good.
Come on, Jason.
You covered.
You're quick like that. Yours.
No, I'm.
You've got nothing tonight.
No, I'm flatlined tonight.
We got you covered.
I got you covered.
Shrunk.
Shrinkage.
we can come up with a tagline.
No thanks. I'll give that to you.
All right. So say what?
Protection. Wrap it up.
Go ahead and take
You need protection.
Break.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Protection.
And, we'll be right back.
All right.
Right after this.
Thank you very much.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, he's already into it.
Oh, yeah.
The difference is mine's an air guitar, air drums and no accuracy, and he's actually doing the right thing.
Oh, there you go.
Welcome back. This is Shasta Live.
Yeah.
Our radio show.
Jason,
Shasta
hello,
Live
hello.
Chamber.
Jason Stovall and I seem a little distant. We're sharing a mic.
We're sharing a mic.
So, hello.
we have our good friend Jason Smith, and we have a surprise guest here in one moment. But before we do that, we have a caller because this is about the the greater community,
yeah,
as you know.
There you go.
And over the last couple of years, we've made a pretty good friend. Shannon, are you there?
I am. How are you gentlemen doing?
Doing great. So Shannon runs the Willow Creek Chamber of Commerce.
Very good.
And we, the Bigfoot capital of the world.
Yes, and we've spent many a year now courting and working with other chambers throughout the North State, not just in Shasta County, but outside the county with other counties to work together and bring some form of synergy mm-hmm. to the area to help promote tourism, come, stay, and play, and then go home. You know?
That's right.
Right.
So, Shannon, how's things in Willow Creek?
Oh, just fall is beautiful, as always, here. We're starting to see all the trees starting to turn all the colors, gearing up for Halloween and the holiday season out here. We just live in the dream. We've had a really abnormally sunny and warm fall. We're ready for some rain, though. But, yeah, it's just gorgeous as ever, as I'm sure it is out by you guys as well.
Yeah, it's gorgeous out here. Just a quick recap. How was Bigfoot Days for you guys this year?
It was amazing. Although we did have a little bit of the heat wave, as we all know,
yep.
July was abnormally very warm. Normally we do not get temperatures above 100 degrees to that degree. But it was still really well attended. I think we had some of the best music we've ever had. We had so many great food vendors.
So, I
think it was a hit regardless of the heat.
So for those who don't know, in Willow Creek, we have Bigfoot Days. It's the Bigfoot capital of the world, and every year they have this massive one-day Bigfoot festival, right? And
yes.
It's a blast.
I need to do that.
You need to do that.
It's actually big
fun. You know
fun.
What? You guys would fit right in.
It's not well, man.
I'd see guys, my ancestors there.
You guys fit right in. What is the date? Do you already have the date for next year?
Yeah, I'd have to look at the calendar. It's always going to be the second Saturday in July.
Okay.
So we definitely already have that date set, and we're going to change it up a bit. The park where we normally have the festival is going to be under construction.
Oh.
So we're going to pivot, and we're going to actually keep the party downtown. You know, why make
really?
Everybody
oh.
get over to the park after the parade? Everybody can just hang out. We'll do a Bigfoot Days block party style.
Wow.
So we are really looking forward to that.
That'd
okay,
be
that's
cool.
going to be a blast.
So you said
second
Saturday?
Yeah, second Saturday in July.
So that will be 1-2. That'll be the 11th.
Yes.
There you go.
We are so excited for it.
And I've attended, and I can tell you honestly, you guys really actually do get great music. Because we were there.
We
were there
yeah.
with the booth with the Shasta County Chamber, and we were right near the stage. So all day long we had changes, but it was really, really good music.
Yeah, and this year we really did pull out all the stops. We had music going all day. It was just like jam-packed. Normally we only have two bands. This time we had live music all day, and we're definitely going to keep that going. We really want that to be a major draw. Of course, the Bigfoot calling contest
oh,
is
that's my favorite.
Always the highlight.
You know, Jason here, he's been practicing every day so he can enter
oh,
next
man.
Year.
I'm going to win.
He's going to win.
All right, let's see it. Let's see it next year.
But you know what? You know what's fun, though, about Bigfoot Days is that it's a great festival, tons of vendors, but
yeah.
in my opinion, the one that always gets the most curiosity is the one with the actual Bigfoot, the footprints.
Oh, yeah.
And the hair samples and the
oh,
documentation
yeah.
stuff.
We have the Bluff Creek
That's
Project
when people
crew.
Stop
yeah.
and look.
And the
and
petrified
go,
scat.
Oh, definitely. We had the crew there, and they were. It's funny. I was there bright and early in the morning, and they were the first ones to arrive. Go figure.
Yeah. All right, Shannon. Well, thank you very much for keeping us updated.
Hey, thanks to you guys. Really excited to be collaborating with you guys, and have a wonderful fall.
We will.
Thank you. Absolutely. You too.
All right.
Shannon.
Bye-bye.
I wonder how much Bigfoot likes Halloween.
Oh, it's Halloween for him every day.
Well, I know that, so it's probably like, you know.
It's probably easy. He just gets out and hangs out.
Yawn. Like chills.
Right? Just, okay. Just going out and get some candy.
I'm going to introduce you to my friend Jeremy over here.
Yeah.
So we've all heard the term, you know, if you could walk a mile in somebody's
shoes.
Yeah, pop those.
Well, this guy decided to walk 3,000 miles.
3,100.
3,100 miles. He decided to walk. From New York City to Reading.
That's a cakewalk.
Yeah.
Via Niagara Falls, you know, slight detour.
Yeah.
So So.
Bust it out.
So, but this is the guy that actually did it. So
that's awesome. Yep.
So, Jeremy, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
So, thank you very much.
I mean, I know the story, but I just thought you were the drummer.
Yeah, he's
a drummer. So, why don't you give us a rundown on your story?
Yeah.
Your story is
very good. Well, 2019. It was April 22nd. I left the Brooklyn Bridge. And I grew up in Reading, so my book is actually called Walking Home, right? And I walked, like he said, 3,100 miles, 178 days, just shy of 6 months. Wow. And I'm one of the only people that I did it without a crew, just myself and a 52-pound backpack. Wow. I had 6 near-death experiences, man. I slept out in the woods. I fell off a 40-foot cliff. I got caught in a flood. I got lost in the panhandle and had, coyotes surround my tent, for 3 nights in a row. And, all the skin of my feet came off and my socks filled up with blood. And I bear maced myself and walked for 3 days with bear mace on my face, right? You know, through the desert. But we'll go through all that. But yeah, I was a professional, I grew up here in Reading and, been a professional drummer for, gosh, over 25 years, right? I graduated Shasta High in 92, put my drums in back of my truck and drove up to Seattle. And, literally just drove up there and found a band in the early 90s. So I was in the right place and the right time.
So
I was able to capitalize on that grunge scene, mm-hmm. When I went in there, it was, that was the heyday of it, right? I mean, there was, Soundgarden and Pearl Jam and everybody all played at the same rehearsal spaces and they were just all regular cats, right? Mm-hmm. And then I was up there. I started teaching at the Seattle Drum School after a few years, right? Very, very prestigious school. And then had a great career and then pretty much achieved everything I wanted to do. Toured out of the world and was playing stadiums and.
Wow.
I was doing really good. And then in 2016, I was a little bit too full of myself, kind of drove it off the proverbial cliff, if they would say, went through a divorce and wrecked everything. And so I left Seattle and I was just kind of searching for something. That's when I just started traveling. I was doing what they call like, kind of like jump off gigs, bands that their drummer would like explode or something, right? And they would, right? You get the reference, right? And
Spinal Tap,
right? Yeah, there you go. And then they would need a drummer, and so they would call me, and I would get paid to go out and do that. So that was like my main source of income, that and teaching. And I was just going around the between Southeast Asia. I had a place in Bangkok, Dallas, and then in the Brooklyn, right? And when I was in Bangkok, there was this guy who had ran across, he ran from the bottom of Bangkok all the way to the top. And I remember they were interviewing him, and he talked about the peace that he felt, mm-hmm. right? And that always stuck in my mind, right? And his name was Toon, right? He was also in a band called Body Slam, so they called him Toon Body Slam, right?
Okay.
Yeah, and it was captivating. The whole country watched that. And so I was in my apartment one day, and I was just so empty and just void of everything. Was the thought of playing a gig was just, I felt like I was having to go to like a real job or something, like a grocery store or something, right? So I was looking out my window, and I was like recalling when that guy said about how much freedom he had. Mm-hmm. So I picked up the phone and told my friend. I was like, "Hey, I think I'm gonna search for that. I wonder if I would have that same freedom if I walked home." He's like, "Where's home?" And I was like, "Reading." And so,
he's like, "Where?"
Yeah. And so I gave up every single thing that I had. I gave up my New York City apartment. I gave away all my drums, quit my career. I was never going to play drums ever again. And, got rid of everything. And I had the day I left, I had no map of my route. I had never even been on an overnight backpacking trip and stuff.
So I dove in head first.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. There was press there and they were like, "Hey, you know, tell the followers, like where they could find your map and everything." And I was like, I didn't really think that far. And so I left and, I walked 500 miles out of my way. I went up to Niagara Falls first.
Wow.
Cause, I didn't want to leave New York without seeing Niagara Falls. And it was kind of a test too. Because I was apprehensive. I didn't.
You needed to get going. Feel it.
Yeah. You know. So I did that, and on the way up there, that's when I fell off that cliff, and I had all these crazy moments and all that. You know.
Were you on primary roads, or were they mostly off
just the beaten path?
Off the
country
roads.
it was almost all country roads because you're not allowed to walk on the freeway.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. But I mean, yeah. I don't know how crazy you really are.
Yeah. Well, there was 2 points where I did walk on the freeway. Mm-hmm. When I had to walk on Highway 80. You know, coming through Salt Lake City, there's no other road.
Yeah.
Right. And so the police actually by that time. I was all over the news and stuff, so they
a little supportive.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, yeah. So like they would come and check on me, and I slept out in the salt flats and everything, man, out there by myself, and it was And then during my trip, man, I found God on my trip, and just totally had like a spiritual awakening, and
so it did what it was going to do. I mean,
it completely broke me open. Yeah, yeah. Yep. And then that's where, opening up, the drum school came about was, you know, cause I was like, you know, what's my purpose? You know, I standing up on stage, getting my picture taken. It never felt like there was an equal exchange. Like I wasn't doing anything for anybody.
That's not fulfilling enough for you, right?
Exactly. Right. And so I found out
you have a soul, unlike much of Hollywood.
Yes, exactly. And I found out, you know, that my calling was to be able to impact communities, and I do that by opening up drum school, and then transform lives, and I do that by helping people get fit and in shape and
because I'm sitting here looking at you, and I'm like, you know. You're a good looking guy, but it's like a hybrid between ZZ Top, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Right. I mean, I'm like trying to figure it all out, right? Like,
right.
I mean, I don't know if you can say it, but you're BA, right? With your muscles and tattoos. I mean, you're yoked, bro.
Yeah. That's my thing. I do online training. I do like, I do high level mindset training and fitness training for, I'm about to be 52, right? You know, so I do it for, older guys, right? Yeah. You know, help them get off that. And then, when I decided that I was going to do, the drum school, I didn't want to just do a school that was a music school. So I decided that I would make it more of like a people building facility, right? You know, and so I made this whole teaching curriculum that's geared on these four core principles: connection, discovery, empowerment, and transformation. We're like, you know, and then we make these leadership programs that we disguise as drum camps, but they're really leadership programs. But kids wouldn't come to them if we're like, "Hey, we're going to go to leadership." So it's a drum.
I feel like what a perfect vehicle, music.
Right.
Like music is
the connector, right?
It doesn't matter what language you speak, what your story is.
Yeah.
I mean, it obviously it just breaks right in.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Anthony Kiedis, you know, the great connector, used two sticks to make it in nature, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Is that what you did when you were walking in the middle of nowhere? Use two sticks to...
Gosh, man. You know, my book is... You guys gotta see this. I bring a flyer. So that's not the cover of my book. Is that beautiful or what?
It looks like two clouds that look like angel wings that are coming down. They're gonna coming out of the sky to mount to your back.
Right.
You're like,
yeah, right.
Giving you your freedom.
Yeah.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't. Okay. So check this out. So, this beautiful young lady.
I was going to ask, that is
sitting back there. That
she's
is that,
stunning.
That is,
actually.
Yeah, that is that is my wife. Mm-hmm. We had the story goes we had went out on so we met in Brooklyn. We had went out on one actual date, but before I left, and she was way too high level of a chick for me, and so and I actually didn't tell her that I was walking across America. So
you just got up and left.
She thought you ghosted her. Dang.
Yeah. You know, she did. So we went out on the date, and then we texted a couple of times, and then I left, and then. 7 or 8 months later, you know, she starts seeing on social media because this UFC fighter named Justin Wren, he flew out here and did the last bit of the walk with me, and then we went down to Rogan's show,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
You know, okay. So there was all these reels and everything, and she was like, oh my, she was like, wait a second, did you just walk across America? And so she thought super cool.
So did you walk back to go?
I know.
Yo, hey, I would have in a second, man. She's right, you know. But COVID had happened, right? Because it was the end of 2019. We're going into 2020.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, and so I told her that I wasn't coming back to New York, and she was like, "Well, I don't want to be here when COVID." So she flew out here.
Good smart girl,
and
too.
There's the story.
And then, she
got out while she could.
Yep. You know, and then I handcuffed her. You know, and was
right,
like,
no, "You're not leaving."
No, I made that part up. I
took her to the Sasquatch Festival.
I was like, she's like, I found him. but yeah, you know, when I was in my walk, I didn't believe in God, and then I actually started talking to God, and it was this, you know, it talks about it in my book, and that was one thing that I had asked him if I was ever going to be able to, you know, find love again and all that. And it just, the way that it plays out. I mean, today I was at the drum school, and, you know, this grandma and the mom, you know, they were talking with their kid. Their kid had brought in a drum head that they had made, and they're talking about how you know the self esteem that their kid has from playing drums and everything. And it's almost I saw this all play out, and then to be like reliving it. It's almost like I'm still in that phase of the walk, like looking out. It's a complete trip, man.
Well, I sit here totally at this table all the time and watch people talk about their stories and stuff. But I mean, part of me is, I mean, not trying to stroke my ego at all, but I'm an empath, right? Like that's my thing. And just watching you tell your story, I can see it all on your face. Even as you're telling, I can see it through your eyes. I can see it through the lines in your face when you talk. It's very passionate for you to
see. I love hearing people's stories, and what's cool about your story is that it's something that I would not do.
Yeah.
Right?
Me both.
Right.
like you know, we've been challenged, right? We'll go up in a hot air balloon and
all the other
normal challenges. But when you say, okay, I'm going to walk from New York to Reading, I'm like, nah, I don't.
Because
we complain
and
about
not need hip replacement.
We complain about walking from the Sundial Bridge to the Mount Shasta Mall.
Yeah,
right.
I put down a solid mile a day.
Yeah, man.
No,
yeah, bro. It's you know
you're even better than I.
thinking about it, man. Somebody asked me the other day if I would do it again, and it's almost I can't even fathom doing it again because when I did it, it was. Way more of a state of mind. It did hurt, and I talk about this in my book where the amount of pain that my body was in wasn't even a blip compared to what I was carrying inside of my soul.
Sure.
And it was almost like I had to, like, you know,
you got to be somewhat out of body.
Yeah,
to do
I completely was.
Okay.
I walked for about 10 hours, 10 to 11 hours a day. And I'm talking through rain. When I walked through Missouri, it rained on, it rained
when
on.
When I walked through Missouri,
yeah.
Missouri, just that line alone.
Right? Yeah.
But listen to the word, misery.
Big time. Imagine this, 91 degrees and it's raining, torrent, like like how it rains in Missouri. Just rain doesn't
even feel good.
Oh, the rain doesn't.
Awful.
Yeah.
It doesn't cool you off and you don't dry.
Right. Yeah.
It's so humid.
And I had no place to stay. So I walked wet for 9 days.
Mm.
Just coming. And I was so exhausted.
Your skin was pruned and probably peeling and like white and just gross.
After about 9 days, you know, same pairs of clothes and everything, I finally found a hotel. And so I went in there and, you know, just fell right to sleep, you know, on the bed and was still soaked and everything. When I took my shoes off, there was this layer on my socks that it was like a quarter inch of like Vaseline looking. Well, that was the bottom of my foot, right?
Oh,
so
I think I'm gonna gag.
So it was cool. I kept some. You want you? Jason
could shrink wrap it for you. You're fine.
I made some lip balm out of it. No, check out my website.
A candle.
Yeah, right. But candle, that'd be funny.
Foot candle.
Hey, I like that. So
good idea.
But yeah, so then the next few days my foot dried out.
Mm.
And dude, let me tell you, there were cracks the size of a quarter and it was just squish from all the blood that would come.
How do you keep going? I mean you're
so just in case you're just joining us, Jeremy Schultz,
yes,
owner of Beats from the Core Drum School. Right. Decided to walk from New York back home to Reading.
Mm. Brooklyn Bridge to the Sundial Bridge.
So we're talking about your 3,100-mile walking journey.
Yep.
3,100 miles, 5 months, 6 months?
6 months,
Six months. How many pairs of shoes?
Five pairs
of shoes.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about
shoes,
that.
Right. Yeah. Right. I went through five pairs of shoes. I actually went through... I had to redo all my gear a couple of times because when I was in Indiana I was camping out and I was about 40 yards away from this river and this monsoon style of rain came and the bridge broke and it started flooding and it was snapping trees and it took my tent and all the gear because that happened in the middle of the night. I had woke up because my stomach was growling, so I was like, I'm gonna make some ramen really quick. So I had my stove and I was under this little shelter. Bridge breaks, snapping trees, dude, big ass trees. And it is just, and it's probably as high as my hip, and a wall comes down, and I started getting swept away, and this guy comes down in a Jeep just as I came like that, boom, and he picks me up, and then he brings me up to the top of this hill, and the whole campsite, I have pictures of it.
Out.
Wow.
I have a picture in my, in my photo album of this, just like this bench, you know, the park bench, and uh-huh. they're all metal,
yep.
And it's about 30 feet high in this tree wrapped up like a pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
And that was exactly where my tent was.
Wow. So I have two questions for you.
Yeah.
One, have you cut your beard since you did the walk?
No, and it was part of me and my wife's vows that we would both never cut. She's not cutting her locks.
Yeah, you know, okay.
She's Haitian and Jamaican, so she's not cutting her locks, and I'm not cutting
Fantastic.
My beard. Yeah.
The other one is what do you think about now? Because you've had so much time to contemplate literally anything and everything else. What is? I mean, is there a thought you haven't had? Like that's right, it's a strange question.
Are you gonna,
to ask.
Gonna walk to Argentina?
It's like you've got 6 months, but nothing of thinking to do.
Right.
Well, that's, I think...
What can you not come up with in that time frame?
That's the magic of the walk.
Is right?
That you
is
just literally battle everything, your demons,
right.
Everything is just...
And to answer your question, that's why the book is appropriately titled Way of the Wandering Monk.
There you go.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, because...
it's almost...
Because...
meditative.
Yeah, yeah, you know, because it was like the... You know, my biggest takeaway, you know, The logo that I have on my fitness page, you know, when I train people, there's this big there's this picture of the wandering monk, and you know the theme of it is the power is within you, mm-hmm. It took me that whole entire thing to realize that everything that I was searching for was already inside. And as obvious as that sounds, it's the direct obvious. When you're up there playing big old stadiums, you're like, oh man, everything is out there and all this great. And then that show lasts for, you know, an hour, 40 minutes.
What a countdown.
When you're doing that too, you're surrounded by everybody is your friend. Everybody wants, you know, what you're doing. Autographs, and you're like that. And then something happens in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Crickets.
No, nothing.
Yeah. No friends.
Right.
Nothing. Empty. Right. And so I had never felt lost, but before. And so I was looking and looking and looking, and then. That's what I found out in with the way of the wandering monk, you know, everything that I needed was already inside, and I had to live with purpose more than just
right.
having a spotlight.
So the walk was your vessel to express it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, okay. Yeah, you know. And then the purpose to be able to impact communities and transform lives.
Sick drum beats in your head with your feet marching on the pavement.
The last chapter of my book, I talk about how early on in the book there one. Okay, yeah, I'll make this really quick. This dude who had followed me on Instagram, he was also a drum teacher. He had, when I was walking through his town, he was like, hey, come by, you can stay at my place. And I talk about in my book about how he had a drum set there, and I got behind it, and it felt like it was a space shuttle, like a NASA station. And I couldn't even play, and he was like, he's like, whoa, you thought you were a professional drummer. And it sounded like gobbledygook. And so I was like, I'm never playing again. And the whole time that I walked, I didn't hear any rhythm. I didn't hear any of that.
Wow.
Except for the last two chapters of the book about right after Colorado. That's when I started getting my spiritual awakening. I just started feeling like that. And then when I got to the Sundial Bridge, like I said, this is my hometown. There were people that I haven't seen since high school. There were people waiting there with drums.
Ooh.
And those drums are at my drum school right now.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
That's cool.
Wow.
Speaking of drums, I'm doing a...
Yes, let's have a few minutes of shameless self-promotion here.
Okay, thank you, man. Yeah. All right, yeah, thank you. No, so my drum school, Beats from the Core Drum School, 2054 Market Street. Just up the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
downtown. Yep.
Yeah, downtown. You know, we just hired our second instructor. Place is awesome. You know, we got 50% adults and 50% kids. Believe it or not, so
wow.
we have
wow.
yeah. You know, so it's not all ages 4 to 76. Believe it or not,
nice.
Right? Wow. I'm the 76 year old, but
rocking granny.
Right. The I'm doing a free drum tuning clinic for the county, right? You mm-hmm. know, doing right across the street at the old city hall.
Old city hall, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's something that we did at the shop. I'm also a retail shop, right? There's the only drum retail shop between Sacramento and Portland, right? And I decided to put on a drum tuning clinic because word had it that nobody in town knows how to tune drums really good. And what when I was up in Seattle, I used to get paid in studios to go tune, and I got better and better. And then there were there's a legendary guy named Greg Keplinger who was, you know, he was the drum guru for all.
Yeah, I'm going to cut you off.
Yeah.
Because we could sit here for 4 hours.
Oh, absolutely.
Word.
Right?
Yeah, word.
So we'll have to have you come on.
Because you're worth it.
We're now at 45 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, okay, 45 seconds.
People can come check you out at the chamber website for you are on our
Yeah, we're going to get you on.
Yep, for the interview. Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for having me, you guys.
Yeah. Jeremy, thank you. You're an inspiration.
Awesome. Very much so.
I think we're all kind of like...
Kind of in awe over here. Yeah. Like, okay. What I do is meaningless. Like, I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah, thanks for making me feel worthless.
It makes me want to walk home.
Thank you, guys. you guys could check out the book at wherethewanderingmonk.com.
Okay.
Well, we'll make sure you promote it tomorrow on Facebook.
Cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Awesome, you guys.
11 seconds.
Yeah.
We're doing countdown.
We're doing countdown, right, Mikey?
We're Elon 10. Yeah.
Thank you, Jason.
Hey, yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks, Jeremy.
It's a wrap. Good. 3, 2,
ciao. Good night, you guys. Have a good night. Ooh, there it is.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.